You know, I'm so thankful for us. I'm so thankful to have you in my life. I'm so thankful for where our life is going. I'm so thankful that we met each other. We've been growing with each other. And I'm so thankful that we get to do life together. We get to grow together. We get to mature together. We get to grow together.
I love you so much, and I'm so grateful to have you as a husband. I'm so thankful for you. Thank you for all that you do. I love being able to do life with you and enjoy you in our marriage. And I thank God for you.
We get the opportunity to love on each other. We get the opportunity to set the example for our kids. We get the opportunity to really see what it's like to be in love and married. I wouldn't change that for the world. I'm thankful for this opportunity. I'm grateful for this opportunity. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Thank you for loving me and giving me this opportunity as well.
All right. I believe we are live. Thank you all for joining us for our first episode. We turn this music down just a little bit here. Our first episode and our first session of Marriage Understood. All right, I think that is turned down now. Okay, we're so excited about this. There we go. All right, I had to get that fixed right there. So with Marriage Understood, whenever we come on, you can expect that we're going to come on and we're going to have a conversation with you. We're going to talk about marriage. This isn't that, you know, super put together, you know, this is real marriage, okay? Real marriage. So we look forward to coming on with you all, and we look forward to letting y'all see, you know, what it's like to be married, what it's like to grow in marriage, what it's like to grow together in marriage and mature in marriage. If you don't know, I'm Donovan.
And I'm Tanya.
And so when we come on, we'll come on together and we'll talk about different different concepts and different areas of marriage. Today we're going to be dealing with making time. making time. And we got some little Uno cards here. So I'm going to be trying to beat her in Uno as we're having this conversation. She's going to be trying to beat me in Uno as we're having this conversation. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. So you may hear my card, hear the little cards and all that. Because we competitive. And we're going to win. Oh, I'm getting ready to lose. Okay, we're going to see now. We got married back in August of 2011. We've been married ever since. We've helped a lot of marriages. We've helped a lot of people. And now we're doing our little podcast here, our little sessions here. If you come in and you talk, you chat with us, it'll show up. It'll let us know you're chatting with us and everything like that. Let me make sure that, yep, it's got all of them in there. Right now, we're broadcasting simultaneously on YouTube, on Twitch. Yep, on YouTube and Twitch right now. So we thank y'all for tuning in. We're going to get right to it, man. We're going to get right to it, okay? Okay. So he's dealing all these cards here. We're going to play to win. Did you want to ask the first question or do you want me to ask the first question? Okay, let me make sure you can't see my card. You can't see my card. All right, so when it comes to making time, what does making time look like for you? Oh, there you go. I'm going to speak a little bit louder. What is this mic here?
So what does making time look like for me is putting everything else on pause and making sure... Sure that I'm giving you my undivided attention. Being able to enjoy one another.
For me, I'd say making time is like it's your turn. Making time for me would be making sure that I'm not getting bogged down, making sure I'm not getting bogged down, and forgetting to keep what matters the most. Your turn.
Okay.
Oh, I got asked the question. I don't. Okay. So when it comes to making time, you're turning on the cards though. When it comes to making time, would you say it's important? And if so, I guess why?
Yes, absolutely. That time is necessary. It's needed. It's just like anything else that, we put our time and effort into and want to see flourish or, do well in. We make sure that we spend time.
Yeah, you can pick up about 10 on. So you said that it's important to you because that's a lot of cards, ain't it? Man, it's a lot of cards. Can your hand hold those many cards?
Okay, it's your turn.
Would you color blue?
Okay. Yes, making time is definitely necessary. You want to make sure that you're pouring into one another and being able to enjoy what God has blessed you with.
Okay. And I'm right along there too. I believe it's important because, you say I do. Uno, by the way. And so when you say I do, now what comes next? Oh, do you see this? She done got me with one of these, Lord.
Pick up 25 cards.
25 cards.
25.
Oh Lord.
40.
Yeah, you just got you kind of my voice. So when you say I do, but then what comes next? You get married, the wedding's over, the honeymoon's over. Now what's next? You got two cultures that are coming together. You have two people that are coming together as one. And so now, what will that look like? Oh, she is still adding cards, Lord. Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, 25.
So, you know, what's that going to look like?
The color is...
What will that be like for...
It's actually my turn, since you just...
Oh, yeah, it is your turn. What would that be like for the both of us? And then on top of that, what would that be like, you know, moving forward? How will I know... where we are without making time? I can assume things from, you know, the life I've lived and everything like that, but without that making time piece, you know, essentially I'm just kind of shooting from the hip. So sorry to be so long-winded on that. But yeah, I think it's your turn to ask the question now.
What would you say are some challenges?
What are some challenges? I would say
your next card.
Oh no, I got you gave me all the cards. I'm good. You gave me all of them. I'd say some of the challenges. I'd say being consistent. It seems like sometimes the moment you decide, okay, you know what? I'm going to do this. This needs to be done. This is a priority. It seems like at times you can be tested in that area where, okay, it's a priority. Okay. Now will you stick to it? You know, so I'd say that's one challenge. That's a good question, by the way, too. I think you got to answer the same question now.
Yeah, so I would say making sure that you're constantly showing up for each other and trying to outdo each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, surprising each other, date nights, like you said, consistency, making sure that you're being consistent.
Mm-hmm. She's gonna give me all these Uno cards. Oh, so that is a challenge. What does it look like, I guess, overcoming that challenge then? Or what are some things that are in your own personal life, what are some things that have helped you? I hear where that draw too, by the way. Don't go ahead and pick them cards up. Matter of fact, while you're down there, pick go ahead and pick up some more cards too. You know why you're picking them up. let me hit you with skip. Hit you with another skip. Yeah, we'll play that on right now.
Okay, well, what's the question again? I'm sorry.
So in your life, what have been some things that has helped you overcoming some of the challenges?
Being intentional. Being intentional.
So we hear intentional a lot, but what is intentional like? What does that look like for you? Which is something you do a lot. I be watching you, girl. Watching. That's something you really excel at. Oh, my Lord. Okay, so you skipped me twice. I'm going to skip you. How about that then? Reverse it back over here and then tag you to draw two. How about that? on back with it. Come on back with it. So mine was being consistent. So something that helps me be consistent is I try to look at it as, okay, I can be there for the kids. I can give them everything they need, everything that they're needing. I can be there for this person. I can be there for that person. If I were to ask you for something, you know, you within your power, you're going to do it. And so when I think of consistency and overcoming that, I'm thinking, okay, well, me being aware of that, if I'm not going to be consistent, then how am I shortchanging you? Or why am I shortchanging you in that area? And so that mindset helps me out. Of course, you know, hey, I'm reading the word, I'm praying, fasting. And so those are definitely going to help as well. But that's one thing that kind of helps me overcome the challenges in that area. Mm-hmm. Is it your turn to ask the question, or is it my turn?
It's your turn to.
Oh yeah, I had you. Yeah, man, you had a lot of power. It's okay.
So, what are some pros and cons?
I'd say contrary to popular belief, no matter how important it is, you know, it can still be exhausting at times, and that's not a reflection on who you are, and it's not a reflection on who your spouse is. I think it's just, you know, just a matter of us being in this earth. Anything you put effort towards, there's going to be some exhaustion. There's an input, there's an output, and there's energy being burnt in the process. So, any questions for you?
Pros and cons.
But that would be a con. A pro is it allows you to really see how your relationship is growing, how it's maturing. You know, growing up, we did, you know, my mom, she wasn't married. You know, at one point she was, but by the time, you know, for the majority of our years, she wasn't married. Mm-hmm. Any question for you?
Some pros and cons of marriage.
Making time.
Pros and cons of making time. So some of the pros of making time, you're able to, okay. Uno.
Oh, you did.
She color is blue.
She about to win. Uh-huh. So pros and cons of,
because you're
taking
that far, is my turn again. So.
Oh, Lord.
So some of the pros of making time is that you get to strengthen your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You get to continue to build that trust and build on top of all the good things that has been going on.
Okay. That's pretty cool. There we go. Okay, yeah. What would you say would be some of the invaders? And she just won, by the way, y'all. I gotta get my win back. What would you say would be some of the invaders for
invaders of making time?
Mm-hmm.
It could be work.
Mm-hmm.
It could be others. that you're making time for instead of your spouse.
I agree right along with that. You said others were, and what was the other one? Or was it those two?
Yeah, those were the only two.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with it. I say others, work, and I say just the big umbrella, misappropriation of priorities. Oh, and failure to create boundaries. And just piggybacking on that, I would say also one of the things that has helped in that too is marital education, actually setting boundaries and feeling comfortable with telling people and other things now.
Healthy. Needed.
Watch out sometimes, like when you come home, you know, you'll put your phone on do not disturb. You know, so if I be watching you, I'll be like, okay, now.
So needed.
Would you say it's easy to identify the invaders, or how was it for you? Did it was something that, you know, it got better over time identifying them, or?
For me, I would say yes, it definitely got better over time. You know, coming from a large family and having a lot of siblings, you know, we tell each other everything, we're always around each other, you know, spending a lot of time with one. So, like you said, we come from two completely different backgrounds, have to build a culture. And so, in building that culture, you know, you cleave, you become one, you start making time for one, and
okay. Yeah, I'll say for me, I'll definitely agree with that too about the it became easier. I'm actually gonna take a little break from the Uno for just a little bit. But I say it actually for me, it actually was a little easier, you know, over time, identifying those. I think on my end, it took some maturing to recognize those areas. It took some unlearning and relearning to recognize those areas. And again, something that helps me with that is, you know, in the Bible, Paul, he's writing, he's letting us know that your time, when you're married, your time is split. It's split between God and your spouse. So there's nothing that helps me there, because I might say, if God sees us as being so important, then why don't I see it as being so important? Okay. So when it comes to why don't you ask us the question?
So in reference to making time, what would you say some support or fortifiers are?
Supporters and fortifiers. I'd say both the husband and the wife having a solid foundation and the same foundation. Doesn't mean y'all have to have the same background, but the same foundation and that foundation being solid. For us, you know, it's been the word. By the way, she won, so I'm trying to get my win back. Um, But yeah, in this area, man, supporters, fortifiers. I'd say another one would probably be stopping and smelling the roses. I'm very goal-oriented, I'm very detail-focused, and you have a way of saying, okay, hey, let's do this today, or let's, you know, and helping me to actually enjoy the moment. Thank you for that, by the way. Thank you for that, by the way. Now somebody may be looking at this at home and they be like, man, y'all got this. So was it like where we are now? Did it start out like this? You
Absolutely
laughing kind of hard over there. That's laughing kind of hard over there.
No, definitely not. It took a lot of learning and unlearning and relearning, growth, maturity for sure. Staying in God's word and supreme best.
I see you over there. I see you over there. Yeah. I say the same here. You know, I believe starting out, I believe we were doing our best to try to figure out how to be for each other. What we needed to be, but we've never seen that demonstrated in person.
Example, but I love that we get to be example for our kids. They get to see what it's like to be married, to have a happy marriage or a successful marriage. They get to see what it's like to be a husband, what it's like to be a wife.
Yeah,
So we get to be an example for our kids.
it's good. It's real good. Yeah, I think about our kids, and I'm like, you know, I want them to be where they could, where they'll say, hey, you know, my son saying, hey, you know, when I grow up, you know, if he would say, hey, I want to marry somebody that's like my mom, you know. You don't want to be like, oh, you want to marry someone like that's like your mom. No, I want no. You know, you want them to be, you know, okay with that. And then also taking the mirror upon myself too. Oh yeah, I threw that card down, so I'm gonna go yellow. How would I feel if my kids say, hey, I want to marry somebody like my dad? Or, you know, and not necessarily marrying the parent, but they're seeing those good traits, those good qualities. You know, I don't want to be cringing at the idea that, oh, that's what you're looking for out there. Yeah. Man, get heated over here, try to win. So we've discussed a lot of things here in this short amount of time, as it relates to making time.
My turn.
Yes, your turn. Oh, now she is not about to win again. See this.
My turn again. The color is
You see
blue.
this? Do you see this? You see this? Man. All right, that's twice in a row, y'all. He beat me twice in a row. Okay.
I'm a winner.
You got it. You got it. I gotta give you props. And it's on live on video, so I can't even be like, yay. But yeah, I really, when we were looking at this topic, I saw that this is an area that you really excel in. This is an area where, if I was to be honest, you help me be better. You help me be better. Like I said, I could be very goal oriented. And so I'm like, All right, everybody fed, everybody good, everybody. All right, now let's start working on this. Let's start working on that. And so I thank you for that. So we looked at the important, the necessity of it. The necessity of this. I would say if you're raising a child, you're going to have to feed that child food. If you start a business, you're going to have to feed that business money. I'd say in a marriage, one of the many things you're going to have to do is create time, make time. Say a little louder for people in the back.
Nourish it, yeah. To feed your baby,
mm-hmm.
or in a job, or in your business, rather, if there's something that you're looking to get out of that business, you're going to make sure that you put in the time to get to, you know, that desired need in your business, or to make sure that you meet your goals for that quarter,
mm-hmm.
each quarter.
That's good. That's good right there. Real good. Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm look, you dropping all the gems tonight. That's good. So yeah, that's how critical it is, or how the necessity it is of making time, because essentially you're not gonna be able to get it back. And you know, if you're not making time now, when you have that empty nest, then what? You just kind of pushed through and went through the motions years after year. You haven't. Well, okay. So, like, for example, I learned your favorite color. I learned food you like to eat. You know, different things you like to do. I even learned some things that I do that you don't like so well. There's some things I do that you do like. We created that. I love it when I like it when.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm right there. So in this here, we went over the importance of what making time is, the importance of making time, what it looks like. Some of the challenges, the necessity of this, pros and cons, some of the invaders, and some of the supporters and fortifiers in making time. So if there's somebody that's thinking about marriage and they're hearing this for the first time, okay? So, or let's look at it like this. Someone that's thinking about getting married or that's not married. Someone that is married. Someone, and then somebody that is divorced. We can kind of go back and forth. So when it comes to making time, what would you say? We can start with a person that's thinking about getting married, but they're not married. What would you say to that person as it relates to this?
Making time is so important and it's so critical. If you think about it like a plant, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you plant your seeds. We know it needs water. We know mm-hmm. it needs sunlight. You can go to work day after day after day and not make time to feed or nourish that plant, and it's not going to grow.
That's good. You dropping gems, okay? Let me tell you something. All right. You dropping gems. That's good. That's good. Say it's like a plant. Oh, say it. He says like I said it one more time. I'm sorry. I got called up. He was dropping. I got excited.
It's like a plant, you know. You can It needs water. It needs sunlight. But if you don't water it, it'll never grow. If you don't make time for it, it's gonna wither and die.
That's good. So that means that what I gave yesterday, tomorrow I may have to give that and more. Or what I gave yesterday, when I go to, if I try to say, okay, I'm just gonna give this, you know, but that may not always be the solution. But you said water, nutrients, and come on. Girl, you better, okay. Look at that dust off your shoulder right there, girl. You old. Yeah. What would I say? And I'll let you get the next question, by the way.
Wake up every day. Our body needs nourishment. We have to feed our body. It's, you know, food. We have to feed our marriage. We have to pour into our marriage.
I would say to somebody that's thinking about getting married or someone that's not married and they're hearing this for the first time, I would say you're going to hear a lot of people kind of tell you like what not to do, or you're going to hear like a lot of people kind of go into their own experiences. But as it relates to this with making time, I would say let this be a pillar. Let this be a priority, and don't complicate it. Look, tonight we played Uno, man. Some Uno for like $3, $5 at Walmart. You know, nothing fancy. Some Uno cards. And it's just me and her. And this is something we do regularly. Now we ain't whipping out no Tetris, cause
Okay.
I don't do good with that. But you know, let it be a pillar. Let it be a priority. All right, so you'll ask the one about someone married.
So what would you say about those who are interested in getting married?
Those that are already married?
That are already
married.
Or even newlyweds.
I'd say don't lose sight of this.
I'd say newlyweds and those that have been married for you.
Okay. I say don't lose sight of it. I say guard it and don't lose sight of it. You know, if your spouse comes home and they give you, you know, a brand new Ferrari, nobody's gonna have to tell you to shine it, to buff it. Nobody's gonna tell you to clean it. Nobody's gonna tell you to get the oil change and your tune-ups and everything like that, but you're going to naturally do those things. And so I would say when it comes to this area of making time, I would encourage them to cherish this, to really cherish it, and don't lose sight of it. It's a minute thing, minute, but it can make a world of a difference. Same question to you.
I would say, just like, you know, with anything else that you love or that you cherish, mm-hmm. your marriage, you made a vow, and it was something that made you say yes. So pour into it.
I'm gonna pour into it.
And treat it just as you would yourself. Now, but.
So then the last one, someone hearing this for the first time, they never heard nothing like this before. What would you say to someone? This is their first time hearing this. They've never heard this before. They've never seen this before. This is foreign to them. This is their first experience with this. What would your words be?
Remember the old Frosted Flakes commercial with the tiger?
Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger.
Yeah.
Marriage is great.
Yes.
It's amazing.
That's good. And it's funny you would say that because when you said that, you know what it made me think of when we were in school back in Fayetteville, and people would see us, we were playing, we're in the parking lot playing, we're chasing each other, and then, oh, y'all must be newlyweds, but we had been married, 2 years already. And then we would be like, why you say that? Because y'all still love each other. I'm like, still love each other, man. So yeah, I come here. Yeah, it was great. Okay, it was great. Yes. First time hearing this. I would say Lou, it's okay to completely abandon comparison. And you making time for your spouse, it may not look like others making time for their spouse. Feel free to lose the comparison. Even down to the consistency. Yeah, down to consistency. So I know it's getting late. We wanted to come up here. This is our first episode tonight. And now we're gonna end this. We'll give a recap of the areas we spoke on, and we can pray. Pray. Let you get a you want to do the recap. You want to do all right, so then I'm how you start off on prayer. I join it. Or we attacked and bring back and forth. So again, today's session dealt with making time. During this time, you saw us literally demonstrate what we spoke on. We played a game of Uno. Two rounds, and you saw me lose twice. Okay, but hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's all right. It's all right, fellas. Next time. It's all right, we got it. But so making time, we defined it in our own terms. We went over the importance of it. We went over what it looks like for us. And by the way, you're gonna have to determine together what this is gonna look like for you all. We went over some of the challenges and what we did to overcome some of those challenges. We went over the necessity of it. We went over some of the pros and some of the cons. We went over invaders, what helped us to identify invaders. And then we also went over, supporters and fortifiers. We did a quick area where what would we say to somebody that's thinking about marriage and as it relates to making time. What would we say to somebody that's been married, whether it's just starting out, it's been a long time, and then what would we say to somebody it's their first time ever hearing this? So that's our recap for today, and we want to pray, be a tag team on this.
We thank you for that. We thank you for all marriages, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us. Lord God, allowing us to be one, oh God. Lord God, we just thank you right now for strengthening marriages, Lord God, and allowing them to be able to set aside time and make time for one another, Lord God, to grow in their marriage, to grow in you, Lord God, to be led by you, God, to be the wife and the husband that you called them and us to be, Lord God. We just thank you right now, Father, for all that you've done for us and all that you're doing.
Father, we thank you, Lord God, for you giving us the word, you making it plain, you making it easy. We thank you, Lord God, that you're the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Father, we thank you for marriages. We cry out for marriages, oh God, that Lord God, there will be strong families, strong households. We cry out for marriages, oh God, that Lord God, the husbands and the wives, they would feel okay being a husband, feel okay being a wife. They'll be willing to give up the status quo, willing to give up what the culture and the world is trying to define that marriage should be. And Lord God, they'll get back to your principles, get back to your ways, get back to how you have put this thing together. Lord God, we cry out for marriages, oh God, that Lord God, we would see couples making time. We would see the return of the love of wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we thank y'all for hopping on up here with us today. Today it is short and sweet. So we will see y'all again very soon. Again, I'm Donovan.
And I'm Tanya.
And this has been Marriage Understood. Bye for now.
Bye.